Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful to be in your house tonight. And we have come to confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord. We know that you are the sovereign God. You are in charge of everything. That there's absolutely nothing that escapes your lordship. You made heaven and earth and everything in between. You are Lord and you are God. And not only are you a great God, not only are you a God who is in authority and in charge all the time, you are also a good God, a God who loves your creation, a God who loves your people. And today we are so thankful to be put under your lordship. Lord, we pray that you might be Lord of every aspect of our lives tonight. As we hear from your word and we hear these testimonies, encourage us and challenge us and stir us up. And if there's any area of our life that's not submitted to your lordship, help us to do that this evening. We pray for our teenagers who will give testimonies. We're so thankful for how you worked in their hearts during that week of camp and how we prayed for them and what a joy it was for them to return and come back. And we look forward to hearing about all that you did in their lives. We pray that you would use them and that you would be glorified and that our hearts would be stirred up. I believe with all my heart that our young people are not the only ones who need a touch of revival. We all need it. And we pray that what they've experienced might find its way into our hearts even tonight. We pray for Brother Tony as he comes and wraps up the message, that you would use him and anoint him with your spirit. We sure are thankful for the good work that he and his wife are doing here. We're thankful to have their leadership. Now we pray again that you would bless every aspect of this service. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's take our Bibles this evening and go to Romans chapter 1. I will not be long. There's a group of us, 13, that's going to jet out from the church here to DFW Airport to catch a plane to fly 17 hours to Australia. And so if I don't get the chance to talk to you afterwards, that's where we're heading, all right? I did learn something from our youth department. My wife and I, we've been involved in church youth ministry for 18 years, which is hard to imagine. But just this past week at camp, 2 weeks ago, I learned that all the boys in the youth department are a bunch of wimps. And they're soft. And the girls in our youth department are a lot stronger mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So if you need any help with anything, see the girls first. Ask the boys second there. Just kidding. I can pick on the boys because one of my teenagers is in the church youth department as well too there. I was trying to think through how I was going to try to wrap everything together and just reflecting as well on the Wilds Christian Camp there. By the way, I'm going to send that video clip to all the families that were able to go because I know some families weren't able to be here this evening. So we'll try to pass that along to you guys so you could have it as a memory. But we thank God for the wonderful opportunity. One of my highlights after everything that was said there, I could say several of those same things there, whether it was the hike or being on that zip line, holding my cell phone. I'm thinking, I got to get a video of all this. It was just beautiful. And I thought, if I drop the phone, it's over, right? But that was a risk I was willing to take, and so I'm glad I was able to keep my phone. We had such a great time from, you know, playing games and activities and just everything. But one of my highlights is different from any of the things that the teenagers would say because they had several things for the church sponsors there. So one afternoon, I can't remember exactly when it was, maybe it was Tuesday, they invited all the pastors and youth pastors and church sponsors to a session with the guest speaker. I'm not sure if you guys remember that, but that was one of my highlights there. And Dr. Kenny Baldwin, who's a pastor, has been in church ministry and evangelism and as a youth director, just kind of sat in a chair and talked to us. And one of the things that he brought up, and I asked if I could share his outline, and I'm going to do that with you, but he said, what are some things that teenagers need? May we be reminded of these things? And then I was thinking of this, and I think all the teenagers need this, but then I thought, you know, we as adults need this as well, too. And so here's just a quick outline that he gave. He said, the first thing that teenagers need is love. Young people are looking for love and acceptance. And honestly, may God help us to be those that share the love with them. And this past Friday, just a couple days ago, July the 11th, it's just another ordinary date for most of you there, but that date is the date of my spiritual birthday. And I try to make an effort on my spiritual birthday to contact just a handful of people that have been influential in my life. And sometimes I'll write them a note and put it in the mail. Sometimes I'll send them a Facebook message because that's what all the cool old people do. Sometimes I'll make a phone call. But this year I decided to start a group text. And I sent a message to Doug Lance and Hub Crisp and Harold Blankenship and Joanna Bazin and then Linda Crisp. And those were, yes, the pastor of my church and my bus captain of the church and my Sunday school teacher. And as I was thinking, Pastor, like, how in the world did I get to this point in life? I'm 41, involved in church youth ministry. And I thank God for the games and activities and the fun and the pizza and the candy that was given away. But you know why I'm really here? Because of the love of people. People loved me to Jesus. And I think the saying is true. Teenagers don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And teenagers, you know what you need? You need love. You don't need more entertainment. And you don't need kind of like fluffy love either. You need the love of God's people. And that's the first thing that he shared. We need love. Teenagers need love. Number two, teenagers need leadership. And leadership has less to do with telling people what to do, but more being reliable when something goes wrong. And someone has said that leadership is more caught than taught. And so it's important for us as adults and parents and those who are part of the church here to set the right example for our young people. So teenagers need correction and direction, and that comes from leadership. This afternoon, I was just reminded, we've got several things going on, and my son was riding with me here, and my wife had made a suggestion to me, and just out of the blue, and like a good husband, I said, talk to the hand. I didn't say that. It was in the back of my mind, and then I had a lot of people talking to me, just with all sorts of things there. But what she had said to me, I really had never thought about for this afternoon. We had a group meeting for Australia, and then we were just trying to get things ready for this evening and packing our bags and getting our passports, and there was a lot of things. And our kids are going to junior camp tomorrow, I think. Are they still going to junior camp? Yeah, I think so. Or somebody's taking them from Facebook Marketplace or something. I don't know. But I told my son, I said, you know what Mom said? I think that was a great idea. I really didn't even think through all of it. He said, what was your idea? I said, I didn't have an idea. And it was just a teaching moment. My son and I were driving to lunch there. And I said, Jonathan, it's just a reminder of what God's word is very true. In the multitude of counselors, there's safety. It's important that we listen and hear. So teenagers, it's important for you to listen and hear. And not pretend, college student, that you have it all together. Even as a 41-year-old man, it's important for me to listen, to hear, to have leadership. And I thank God for my wife. And I thank God for my pastor. And I thank God for many of you. And someone was just talking to me about Australia, what to do, what not to do, because they've been there before. And so I think it's important for us to be reminded that we need leadership. All of us need guidance, correction, and direction. And as Dr. Kenny Baldwin was sharing that, I thought it was so important. So we need love. We need leadership. We need to listen. Teenagers need to listen. But adults need to listen as well. And teenagers sometimes just need people to listen to them. And so I struggle with that some. It's important that we, even as adults, just stop and take time to hear them out. Instead of giving every bit of information that you have in life to them, why don't you just stop and listen? And I think James 1:19, I think, applies to not just teenagers, but adults as well. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And so, teenagers are not good listeners, but sometimes adults are not good listeners. And may we take the time to listen. And I'm guilty of that. Ask my children. They'll tell you. They can come up here. Life lessons with Dad. Every time, every moment in the car, at dinner, there's another life lesson with Dad. And I'm not saying that that's not important, because it is needed. But there needs to be a balance for all of us to just listen more. That was number three. Number four, teenagers and adults need laughter. We need to laugh. Some of you are just too serious about life. Chill out, right? I love what the Bible says. There's Bible to that, by the way. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And some of you just need to laugh a little bit. Hey, if you need a good laughter, come up to the Teen Sunday School Department about 10 o'clock. If you come at 10:05, you're too late. But we have Joke Dad with Greg Wasick every morning, all right? It's a habit. Greg walks in, everyone knows in the youth department, they just clap, all right? We just clap for Brother Greg, and he just gives some bad dad joke, and we just laugh with him about it. It's good for you. It's good for the soul. Rachel and I, you pray for us as parents. We run a pretty tight ship in our home. Mainly it's Rachel, not I. I'm like the fun parent. How many of you are the fun parent out there? Yeah, that's it. I relate with you there. Rachel kind of keeps us all together a little bit more and expects a little bit more. We don't give our kids any freedom, it seems like. But it's really not all good if you don't, if you're like that. Rules without relationship and laughter, I think, equals rebellion. And so, look, learn how to laugh in your home. And this afternoon, Esther was reading this book, and I think she was trying to finish it. And she was just, checked out reading this book. And I can't even remember the phrase I was saying. I came up with this chant about, we're a nerd, say it loud, be proud, I don't know. And I kept on saying that until she would respond to me. And then she's reading and laughing at me. And I'm not good for dad jokes, but every now and then I think it's just healthy. I'll be honest, this afternoon in our home, it was pretty stressful. And we were just figuring out, do we have everything all together, you know? And so that was needed. That was helpful for me that Esther would just laugh at her silly dad there. The last thing here that Brother Kenny shared is that teenagers need to labor, need to work. And I think that's another message for another day. But the reality is we all need to work. If we really want God's blessing in our life, we will roll up our sleeves and start working. And so I want to challenge you to love, to have leadership, to listen, to laugh, and to labor. Let's go to Romans 1, and we'll read one verse this evening, Romans chapter 1. And we'll look at verse number 16. As we were getting ready for camp, hold on, Brother Cole, we're going to share the other one first here before we get to that, all right? As we were getting ready for camp, I was asking our pastor, I said, would you mind if we as the church youth department design a t-shirt and get a t-shirt for our camp? And so he said, sure. And so I was asking him about a few ideas because I want to make sure he was approving of it. He was giving me some liberty. And so I was consulting my wife, and I've got a friend that's a designer. And so I had some of these thoughts and ideas, but I wanted to put a Bible verse on the verse. And for some odd reason, this verse kept on staying in my heart and my mind. It's Romans 1:16. And so we had some shirts that were printed, and we actually have these shirts out in the lobby. If you'd like to purchase one, we are trying to get rid of them. All right. So there's a few sizes left, but we have two shirts that we were printed, one in gray and one in blue. But if you'll notice the Bible verse, it's the verse that we're going to read this evening. All right. And that verse kind of was in my heart and mind. On June the 25th of that week, Pastor sent me a text message. And he had just told me that Dr. Barber had passed away. And of course, we were kind of expecting that to happen, but of course it was heavy on our heart, Pastor. Jonathan and I, just that past week on Saturday, I believe, right before camp, had made an effort to go visit Dr. Barber and Mrs. Barber, and we had such a great visit. He wasn't communicating, but as I walked to the bed there and was talking to Dr. Barber, at one point he was breathing kind of heavy. And then I was holding his hand there, and I was just talking out loud because Mrs. Barber said that he can hear, he can understand. And when I started talking, he kind of stopped breathing. And you could tell with his lips he was trying to say something. And then I let Jonathan talk to Dr. Barber as well, too. It was just a sweet moment for us there. And, of course, our family, like many of us in the church here, love the Barbers. And so our heart was heavy. I was trying to think, Pastor, I'm going to share the news to everyone in the youth department here. And then that evening, I sent this picture here to Pastor. It's from my Bible. You'll see it right here. And if you'll see the name that's written, it's Raymond Barber. You see it there? The message was preached by Dr. Barber on May the 23rd of 2018. And he preached from those three verses. And that evening, the speaker, Kenny Baldwin, said, turn to Romans 1:16. And it was like God just confirming from the t-shirt that I had printed to what the message that evening I was about to hear to the message that Dr. Barber was sharing with me, even though he had passed away. Here's the verses. Let's just read them real quick together, and I just want to give you a simple thought this evening. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 14, Paul is writing, he says, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach. And doesn't that describe Dr. Barber? I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. And this is the verse that we had printed on our shirt. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And the guys in the back were asking, what's the title of your message? I didn't really have one set, but I said, let's just put, I am not ashamed. And Paul here was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it was good news. The reality is today we live in a world of bad news. If you ever really want to be discouraged in life, just go home and watch the news. It'll put you down. And so I just try not to watch the news. A little bit I get just as from, you know, the internet a little bit. Every now and then I'll turn it on, but it's discouraging. And you know what our lost and dying world needs is good news. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel because it's good news. Because it had made a personal effect in his life. Verse 14, he says, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. It had affected him personally, the gospel had. That's why he wasn't ashamed. I think he still remembered Acts 9 when he had that encounter with Jesus Christ. Do you remember that time that you had met Christ? Then don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed, Paul says, because it's good news, because it had affected me personally. And look, it's the power of God unto salvation. I was just in California this week and spending a few days helping a church, encouraging a church. And I was at a place where I thought, I'm going to try to witness to this individual. And they said, what are you doing here from Texas? And I said, yeah, it's a better state than California. I'm just visiting. And it is. He was telling me that his little one-bedroom apartment there in that part of town was $2,000. He said, if you go 4 minutes up from here, Tony, he said, it's $3,000. He said, just to buy a house that's a flipper-upper house that needs a lot of work, it's about $1 million. He said, you have to have at least 1.5. I said, for 1.5 million, you can have a house on a golf course, on a lake, with an indoor and outdoor pool in Texas. I was trying to get him to move to Texas. Then he's like, no, really, why'd you come? I said, you know what, this sounds really strange, but there's a church just right up the street called Faith Baptist Church, and they're having this children's outreach. They're trying to help and encourage children, teenagers, and families in the community. And I came a volunteer. And they said, really? I thought that was special. I was just using that as a platform because I was going to try to hit him with the gospel. Because I knew his need. He needed Jesus. He was telling me a little bit about his past and his history. 25 years old. Just got a part-time job as an assistant coach at a high school for a JV girls team. He's a personal trainer. Just picked that job. He's got a 3-year-old daughter, and he doesn't have a relationship with his mother. I mean, the mother of the daughter. He just moved back home to live with his mom, and I could tell from his eyes, he's looking, struggling, and hurting. And I didn't get to lead him to Christ, but I said, do you mind if I get your information? I said, I'm leaving out of town, but I'd love to take you out to eat, and I'm going to ask one of the guys from the church to do so. He said, I'd love to do that. I said, you know what your daughter needs, a 3-year-old daughter? She needs to know that God loves her. She needs some guidance and direction. And he made a commitment. I'm going to pray for Ty Harris, that he'd go to church there and get saved. Paul was not ashamed because of the gospel, because it's the power of God and the salvation. I don't know where you're at tonight, but God's word can change your life and anyone else's life in your life. And of course, Paul was not ashamed because of the gospel, for it's the power of God and the salvation to who? To everyone. And I thank God that Jesus died for the red and yellow and black and white and all that are tall and short and skinny and not so skinny, smart and not so smart. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation, is for everyone. And I just wanted to remind all of our young people, we heard a great message that Wednesday about not being ashamed of the gospel. As a matter of fact, you heard a little clip, even in our video presentation. There's power in the gospel. And may God raise people here from Worth Baptist Church to not be ashamed of the gospel. And may we take it out into our communities. And may we honor and glorify him in that way. Let's pray together. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? I'm going to ask our pastor to come and extend the invitation. But thank you so much for your attention. Thank you, young people, for allowing us to go to camp with you. And thank you for his word.
Well, we heard a lot of great testimonies tonight, testimonies about trying to overcome anger and being a forgiving person and letting the love of Christ put us into action to give the gospel to other people. Let me just ask everybody here tonight, what's God doing in your life? How's God speaking to you right now? Where are you growing? It's great when we get to go to camp and have these wonderful experiences, but God has something for you tonight. God is saying something to you right now. Are you listening? How are you growing? What is God doing in you? Perhaps there are some of you struggling with anger problems tonight. Someone you need to forgive. Maybe it's been a long time since you felt the love of God in your heart. And you want to love Him more. And you want to experience His love for you. Let these testimonies tonight speak to your heart. The gospel really is good news, and none of us should be ashamed about it. And if you have been, you ought to come and make a decision tonight. This week, I'm going to get the gospel to somebody. It is good news. And Father, we thank you for the testimonies we've heard, for the beautiful music, for the wrap-up message from Brother Tony, encouraging us not to be ashamed of the gospel. Speak to our hearts during this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.